Regarding question number 1776, why should the Dor Daim have to follow the majority if they themselves have a Masorah against the Zohar? Anonymous from New York. But to tell you the truth, I am not that familiar with the Shitos of Dor Daim. What I have seen is that they reject the source of the Zohar being Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and reject a good portion of Kabbalah, Lurianic Kabbalah, and follow the Rambam as they understand it. I don't know what Masorah they have. The group goes back only about 150 years to Rav Yosef Kapach's grandfather, and if they do, in fact, have a Masorah like that, then probably, even though there's a consensus amongst the majority of Yidden to accept the Zohar and Kabbalah, and therefore to reject that, may be considered out of the pale of authentic or Masorah Yiddishkeit, and it seems that Rav Chaim Kanevsky holds like that. I saw him quoted. I haven't seen the quote inside. On the other hand, even though Rav Avadya Yosef disagrees vehemently with the Shitas of Dor Daim, he clearly says that their Shitas are not apikorsis. So I really don't know enough about this to answer the question. It really would depend on what their Shitas are, what kind of Masorah they have, and if something that has become the normative accepting by rove of Klal Yisrael renders somebody who accepts a minority view out of the pale of Emunah or not.